for the Pepin podcast. This is episode 3 in season 2 and focuses on Mikhail Kovenestat's 2019 paper, Physical Education and the Art of Teaching, Transformative Learning and Teaching in Physical Education and Sport Pedagogy. This is an audio version of the Pepin blog that can be found at www.peprn.com. The idea of the 2020 Pepin blog is for me to read an academic paper and write a blog in no more than 40 minutes. 20 minutes reading and 20 minutes writing, using the 8 headers below. Whatever emerges will then be published. The aim is to make paper reading and blog writing manageable whilst maintaining the integrity and usefulness of Pepin. The abstract and section headings. Kovenestat argues that the only future for physical education is more physical education. He doesn't argue for the end of physical education, but instead argues for different physical education. He contends that physical education should strive to create different ways for children to be someone in the world. Only by critically scrutinising and designing transformative and varied practices in physical education can we claim that the educative side of the subject is meaningfully recognised or actualised. Physical education shouldn't be about one thing or one outcome. There shouldn't be a right way of being physically educated. Equally, physical education shouldn't be something that comes to an end when a child leaves school. It should be continuous and therefore educative. Physical education should always be making judgments about the child based not on a set of tight criteria, but on the needs of the child. As physical educationalists, we should be making constant judgments about the whats, whys and hows of education. Kovenestat believes that we should be reclaiming, one, a certain view of the child in education, two, the open-endedness of physical education, and three, the art of teaching. To do this, we must start with the purpose of education, the why, before deciding on the what and how. The subheadings in the paper are background, the continuous worrying signs, the view of the child, physical education as educational, and the art of teaching. Introduction and conclusion. The paper is the transcript of Kovenestat's José María Cadjigal's scholar lecture at the ICEP World Conference in Edinburgh in 2018. In this lecture, Kovenestat made connections between his beliefs and those of Cadjigal, who drew our attention to the importance of starting with a child and children's play when discussing the value and contributions of physical education and sport. One of Kovenestat's key arguments was the need to value being somebody, not just a body, in the world and the opportunities, possibilities and experiences this positioning of the child might offer them and us. He desired to afford each child the chance to experience transformative learning and teaching that would focus more on who was being transformed and less, if at all, on what they were being transformed into. He concluded by stating that physical education matters, but warned that it needed to be educative and not miseducative. Physical education has been, he said, wedded to narrow ideals. Its goal shouldn't be proficiency in sport, nor trying out lots of different things in the hope that one will stick, nor learning techniques or how to cooperate, nor being more physically active, even if these are part of physical education. The aim should be more education, more physical education, and the capacity of further physical education. This is a risk, however, because we don't know when education happens, certainly not when we start teaching. When we begin differently with different beginners, the ends are unknown. While this is a laudable goal, it is also challenging. In opening ourselves and different somebodies to new beginnings and allowing them to be somebody, we need to focus on the art of teaching. If we focus on the relationship between something being taught by someone to somebody and acknowledge that education doesn't start and finish when we want, then we come to see physical education as a continuous act in which we make decisions about the whys, hows and whats of education. Physical education has, Kovenestat argues, a responsibility to engage students in practices that bring something unexpected, bringing newness not asked for. In asking what this looks like, he argues that it might include several different pedagogies depending on the somebodies in the room, a pedagogy of becoming, meaning, discovery, hesitation, inquiry, social justice, and or plurality. If we are wanting to transform PE, then who or what do we want to transform? The child, teachers, content, teaching, schools or society, and in relation to what? Kovenestat brings this article to an end by asking us to reclaim physical education, reclaim the child, reclaim the open-endedness of physical education, and reclaim the why before deciding the what and the how. Tables and diagrams. The diagram shows the interrelationship between the teacher, student and context, and the influence of the school and society on each collectively and in isolation. The point of the paper. The paper aims to position physical education as important, so important in fact that we need more physical education, not just the one that dominates at present. We don't need such fixed goals for physical education, nor such predetermined start and finish points. Instead, we need to consider physical education as a lifelong process that isn't the same for everybody. The needs on one body are not the same as everybody, and as such we need to be more fluid in our teaching. We also need to stop thinking of the what and the how before really looking at the why. The main argument. We are too fixed in our ways. We have things to teach and schemes of work to progress, and we lose sight of the child and the art of teaching. When we use one approach with all learners, we lose sight of their individuality and the different journeys they may go on in the acts of becoming somebody. The importance of the paper. The keynote was important, and the paper opens up to a wider audience, which makes it even more important. My advice, especially as it's open access, is to read it. I have read it more than once and had the privilege of being in the room when Mikhail gave his address, and yet I get something out of it every time I read it. I hope you will too. The paper's contribution to my knowledge. The challenge has always been to remove the blinkers and look at physical education more holistically. It isn't one thing that starts and ends in school. It is more than that. The challenge for me, I feel, is how I understand and embody that in what I do. Fixed points and ends are just easier to grasp and enact, but I want to do better. Summary of the paper in one or two sentences. We need physical education, but we need it to be more than it is. We have constrained it, and now we need to set it free, and as a consequence, set both the child and our teaching free to be different things to different people in different contexts. Thanks for listening, and see you in a couple of weeks for the next 2020 Pepin podcast, where I'll discuss Deborah Tannehill and colleagues' 2020 paper, Continuing Professional Development for Physical Education Teachers in Europe.